It is unclear when, if ever, a proposed ordinance aiming to limit Davidson County's cooperation with federal immigration authorities will be voted on. Sponsors say there is no imminent plan to reintroduce the legislation, though the councilmen say they will keep the conversation alive. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Sponsors cited pressure from outside of Nashville, calling it a political football for Republican candidates running for governor. Councilman Colby Sledge also expressed disappointment at the lack of support from Mayor Megan Berry.
My council colleagues, even those who disagreed, had a full conversation on the floor of the council, and I'm disappointed that the administration felt like that conversation wasn't worth having right now. I think it is. I think a lot of people in Nashville think it is, and I think we need to show that it's important.
If passed, the ordinance would have been the closest Nashville has come to having sanctuary city-like laws. A second measure aimed to renegotiate a 21-year-old contract, allowing the Metro Jail to act as a regional ICE detention center. That was also withdrawn. A 9-page legal opinion released by Metro's top lawyers said the measure could violate the city's own charter. The sponsors said the report was damaging. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.